Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on this week in marketing and business and life. And let's jump into it. There's a lot going on. So in Australia, and you're like, what? Australia? Who cares? Well, first of all, if you're in Australia, you care. But in Australia, they've really started to push their under 16 social media ban. So if you're not 16, you can't be on social media. And Snapchat right now, this week, rolled out telling 440,000 Australians that they need to prove that they're 16. And Snapchat's using behavioral signals to determine if somebody's 16 or not, which makes me laugh, right? Because like behavioral signals on social media is like, oh, they watch Stranger Things. They play video games. They must be under 16. Or they're 52 years old like everybody else. I mean, those behavioral signals are going to be a little wonky. They also said, though, if you want to say, hey, I really am over 16, you could use an ID and all this stuff. But why does this matter for marketing and all the different things? Well, this is going to go further. So the European Union is already far down the road of wanting to make this happen also, where they are banning people under the age of 16. So I think in the next year to 18 months, that's going to happen in the EU. And even here in the United States, a lot of states have tried to pass this social media age gating, Utah, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, among others. It hasn't passed yet because there's all, you know, political divide, but we're heading in that direction. And by the way, I'm very pro because, you know, I think social media is the end of the universe. What are you going to do? All right, so let's get into a useful tactic. So this came out from subjectline.com. So this time of year, not sure if you're aware, but there's a lot of email being sent out by business brands, consumer brands. It's out of control. So what's one little thing that you can do this time of year that actually may give you a little bit of a boost in terms of performance? Well, here it is. So when you set up your email campaign, when do you have it go out? What time is it? At 8 a.m., at 6 a.m., at 10 p.m., at whatever time? I'll tell you what 80% of people do. 80% of marketers send it out on the hour. Nobody sets up their campaign to have it go out at 8:12, at 11:17, at 2:04. It's always on the hour. And so 80% of marketers are sending it out on the hour. And in the first 10 minutes of every hour, there's all this garbage that shows up, right, in your inbox. Just by not sending your email campaign out on the hour, you will see your email open rates rise by about 15% for business and consumer. All you're doing is instead of sending out at 8 a.m., you're sending out at 8:17 a.m. just by not saying on the hour, because that way your emails are showing up with actually like real emails from somebody's aunt or friend or whatever it may be. So testing not sending on the hour is a no-brainer. So what else is going on around this holiday season? One of the other things is a lot of influencer marketing that's out there. And there's been a lot of new data out from research companies like Four and a few others sharing what are influencers getting paid this holiday season to do a post. So I thought this was pretty interesting. So micro influencers, those are influencers that have 10,000 to 100,000 followers. What do you think they're getting paid per post on Instagram, on TikTok, whatever? So here's what they got. Right now, these micro influencers, 10,000 to 100,000 followers on Instagram are getting $200 to $1,000 a post. On TikTok, $300 to $1,500, and on YouTube, $500 to $2,000. So if you're out there like, ooh, I want to be an influencer and I'm going to really make a boatload of money, it ain't that easy because you got to do a lot of paid posts to make a living doing this stuff. And by the way, followers, you could buy followers. So I wouldn't even, if you're going to hire an influencer, you got to look at the engagement. It's not about the followers ever. All right. What else is going on out there? Well, Gemini is really starting to kick butt. I believe this. So in the AI wars in terms of ChatGPT and Claude and Gemini and where's everybody going, the latest update to Gemini is pretty awesome. It really is. And I'm not paid to say that. It is really good. I find myself going to Gemini as much now as ChatGPT, and the data started to prove it out. So data that just came out, okay? Data just came out and it shows that monthly active users on ChatGPT right now, and as of November, so very recent data, okay, monthly active users are between 600 to 700 million monthly active users on ChatGPT, but now on Gemini, it's up to 400 million. That's a huge jump. So I'm on Team Gemini. I think it's going to continue to gain ground. It is very awesome. Who cares? By the way, super weird. We're talking about traffic. Just because I thought this was interesting, I was surprised by this. So Social Media Today released some information on what are the most trafficked websites. What websites get the most traffic right now? Okay, Google's number one, YouTube's number two, who cares, whatever. But here's the stuff that blew my mind. All right, Yahoo. I don't go to Yahoo. Yahoo has twice the amount of traffic as ChatGPT. And do you know what has more traffic than Yahoo? Microsoft Bing. Who goes to Microsoft Bing? The only reason you go to Microsoft Bing is if you don't know how to change your browser setting and it automatically goes there. How does that have more traffic than ChatGPT? That is wild. Oh, unbelievable. So another thing that blew my mind, here's a stat that nobody cares about the movies. This is where you get into meaningless nonsense. So of course, Wicked is out and Zootopia is out. Zootopia 2. I don't know a lot about Zootopia 2. I'm not going to lie. I know it involves the zoo and Topia, whatever that means. But here's what I was surprised about. Which movie do you think is doing better money-wise? So Wicked for Good, as of right now, worldwide, has generated $393 million in sales. Wicked for Good, you know, all the promotion, everything going on. Zootopia, too, has generated $556 million in sales. That is wild. I mean, what's going on? This is wild. All right, what else is wild? So, of course, the biggest pop culture thing going on right now is Stranger Things. That's out, Stranger Things 5. And I'll be very real. I was all in season 1 and 2, halfway through 3, and then I kind of gave up. If you ever called me on my phone, and this is super embarrassing, my ringtone is the song from Stranger Things. I don't know why. It's been that since season 1. I'm a loser. But putting that aside, I really don't know why. I need to change that ringtone. That's very weird. I should be judged for that. But so I never saw 4. I should get into it. Who cares? But here's the funny thing about Stranger Things. Stranger Things season 1 was set in 1983. Season 5 is set in 1986. So like 2.5 to 3 years max has passed since then. The cast is so old. It's ridiculous. Like they're all in their 20s. Like that dude, Gaten Matarazzo. He's 22 years old. The dude with the big curly hair. They're all in their 20s. Caleb McLaughlin, whatever, is 23. They can't be riding bicycles looking for aliens when you're 23 years old. This is out of control. What's going on here? So that just makes me laugh. But I like Stranger Things. It just went a little bit off the rails for me. I'll probably watch the very end to find out everything. I don't know what's going on. Listen, I appreciate you. I hope you're having a great start to this holiday season. I hope you have decorations up and I hope all is going great out there. Hope you're not freezing your butt off. It was almost 80 degrees where I live this weekend. Ha, 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 ha. And yeah, leave this thing a review. Shoot me a note. DM me. Go to jschwadelson.com. Let's partner. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. But wait, the party is not over. Listen, I want to keep hanging out. Subscribe to this podcast. And if it wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, give it a 5-star review. Why not? But you know what? I want to do even more with you. Go to gurumediahub.com and we can partner there. You can find out about all of our free events, all of our stuff. And if you're epically bored, go to jschwedelson.com and we could stay connected. You could find my newsletter and everything else I got going on. Thanks for being here and hope you subscribe.